With a gaggle of press outside its doors, a senior advisor names Christine Lagarde as the new leader of the International Monetary Fund.
The selection of Ms. Lagarde by the 24-member executive board, which represents our 187 member countries, brings to the conclusion a selection process that was started by the executive board on May the 20th.
The IMF Executive Board Tuesday officially named Lagarde as its next director after the French finance minister won late support from the U.S. and several major emerging market nations. Lagarde is the first woman in the role, but the 11th consecutive European. Lagarde is coming to the IMF at a controversial time, just after the disgraced resignation of her predecessor Daniel Strauss-Kahn last month. But Lagarde isn't without her own controversy. Critics say she and other top officials are part of the reason for the European debt crisis and the problems that have come with it. Part of Lagarde's role would be to negotiate financing for Europe's sovereign debt bailouts, a crisis that threatens to rupture a fragile global recovery. But could this be a conflict of interest? Some experts say yes.
With the Greek crisis and then with the potential of Portugal and Spain lining up behind that, and with their inability thus far to get a credible, rational policy toward that, to those problems, I think it puts her in a very difficult position.
But Lagarde rejects the scrutiny, saying that she will be fair. Mexico's central banker Augustin Carstens was the runner-up to the position. Some felt that he would have taken a more objective approach to global financing. But endorsements from the U.S., Europe, China, Brazil, and Russia gave Lagarde the clear majority.
She's been a very able minister in France, a finance minister. She's very well connected. She has an excellent reputation as a leader, quite forceful.
Lagarde faces one last obstacle, a case from 2007 that involves a business tycoon against the French state. But IMF officials say it's doubtful that will pose a problem for her. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.